So we talked this year about well, what was going on in Yeshiva Shem Avery. We didn't talk about that, right? Okay. Okay. Talk about it for a minute. Seems to be a common theme throughout Sefer Bereishis. Whenever somebody disappears, you don't know where they are, they must stumble there in Yeshiva Shem Avery. So this week's parsha, so Yaakov disappears for 14 years. So Chazal say it wasn't Yeshiva Shem anymore. Shem had died already by this point, but Yeshiva Avery. So Shem's name was still on the Yeshiva, but it was still called, but it was really Yeshiva Avery at that point. We find the same idea in Midrashim back at the end of Parshas Vayera, that Yitzhak disappears also. Finished the Akedah, Yitzhak's nowhere to be found. For Yashiv Avram El Na'orav, for Yashiv Avram Dever Shavav, Yitzhak Echen Hoya. So the Medrash says, where was Yitzhak? He's not on the Har Moriah, he's not in Hebron. Where is he? It must be that he went to Yeshiva Shem Eber, that's where everybody goes when you have to go after an Akedah. What's the common denominator between these two Mamoy Chazal? That Yaakov runs off to the Yeshiva and Yitzhak runs off to the Yeshiva. So we've said this in the past, but at least once a year we should say this. It's important, Divrei Chizuk for Seiris, that both Yitzchok in the end of Parshas Vayera and Yaakov in the end of Parshas Toldos came to the realization that they were reaching a certain stage in life, which is a stage that many, if not most people in this room are at right now, even those who are a little bit past that stage, but are still part of that early stage also. Some a little bit further on to the stage, a little less into the stage, but namely that they're about to go set up a home. So Yitzchak realizes, as Avram realized also, that the Kedah is over. So obviously the next stage is he's got to get married. It wasn't even Shabbos, let's just get married. Avram himself realized that, and that's of course what Chazal explained, why the message came to Avram Punk at that point to tell him that that his match has been found for him. He didn't have to do any too much of Shabbos for that one. So Yitzchak is about to get married. And Yaakov and Pasha told us also he's about to get married. His parents tell him he's got to go run away from Esav and run to Lavan and go take a wife from Lavan's daughters. So he also realizes he has to get married. So the question is, what's the mindset of a person when they're about to get married? So most people, when they think about they're about to get married, they usually associate that with the ticket out of the yeshiva. And that's the time to leave the yeshiva. So here the others are telling us, no, yeah, this is not a discussion about kollel life. Not kollel, I'm just talking about just the drushing. What Chazal is telling us is that before a person gets married, so that's the time that you have to go back to the yeshiva. Why do you have to go back to the yeshiva? Yaakov was Ish Yoshev Aholim. He had been learning for quite some time. Yitzchak Avinu, at the age of 37, no doubt had knew a lot about Torah already. At the age of 40, knew a lot about Torah. But why is it that you have to go back to the yeshiva before you get married? So the answer is it's a different type of Alimud HaTorah. When a person is learning as a bachur, so you're learning for yourself. Your whole Avedis Hashem is self-centered. It's all about yourself, your own growth in Avedis Hashem. So Talmud Torah is very important. And obviously, that's a major component of your own personal growth. When a person's about to embark upon marriage and raising a family, that's a different type of a Talmud Torah. Because now your Talmud Torah is going to be responsible for your entire environment that you're going to set up. The entire atmosphere of your home is going to be different. So we've said this many, many times over. There's a common theme at the Friday night dishes, usually when you have the Baal Batim and the Talmidim together. So very often people ask me, you know, from your vantage point as a Rebbe in Yeshiva and as a Rav in a Shul, so what, you know, what do you see as the challenges? What do you see as the issues that really, in a sense, face both the Bochum and the Baal Batim? And the answer is very, very simple. It's the same basic challenge. I see in Baal Batim, 10, 15 years later, the following phenomenon, that anyone who Torah is a part, a real part of his schedule, a real part of his day, whether that means in the early hours of the morning, whether that means in the late hours of the night, whatever it is, but not just that it's part of his day, but his wife knows it, and she encourages it, and his children know it. And they realize that Talmud Torah is an integral part of the father of the home's schedule, that impacts in the entire home. It's a different home. It's a different chalashay. The homes where, it doesn't mean that everyone's always successful with the children. There are a lot of other factors that go in. But to create that atmosphere, that environment of a Makom Torah, if you as a father, you as a husband, is not going to set the standards for Limud HaTorah being the number one criteria, then there's nothing to discuss. So that's what Yitzchak Avinu, that's Yaakov Avinu, they go off dafka as they're about to set up a home, they're about to become a family man. So they go back to the Beis Medrash, back to the Yeshiva for more inspiration, because now the Limud HaTorah is a little bit different. So that's what I say to the Bachurim, that's what I say to the Baal Batim, said that Limud HaTorah ultimately is going to set the standards, not only for your own Avedas Hashem. Right now, as Bachurim, you have to worry about yourselves. But very, very short time from now, you're going to be worried about a wife and children. So you're going to be the ones who are responsible for setting up that environment, that atmosphere, and that can only be done through an added chizuk of Yiratan.